Ever wondered why some people consistently generate groundbreaking ideas while others struggle to think beyond the obvious? Innovation isn't reserved for the naturally gifted. It's a skill anyone can develop through deliberate practice and proven techniques. When Columbia Business School professor Bob Dorf grew frustrated with the mediocre ideas his students were producing, he challenged Brian Matamore to create a workshop that would teach people how to generate truly breakthrough business ideas. The resulting 21-day program has since transformed how entrepreneurs and corporate teams approach innovation by combining psychological insights about creative thinking with practical, repeatable techniques anyone can learn, regardless of their natural creative inclination. This methodology has become required reading at leading business schools and transformed innovation practices at companies like PepsiCo and Disney. The journey to developing your own big ideas begins with understanding that creativity is a muscle that can be strengthened through consistent exercise. The journey to breakthrough ideas begins with specific visualization. Rather than vague aspirations like, "I want to create something innovative," imagine concrete outcomes. My Big Idea Club has invented 3 kitchen products we'll be selling on QVC next year. This creates a success mentality that guides your creative process. Create a success footprint by identifying characteristics of successful ideas before conceiving them. By answering questions about your yet-to-be-conceived big idea, you establish a framework that attunes your intuition to recognize opportunities. Following Edison's example of keeping notebooks of things doing and to be done, identify at least 50 potential innovation areas. Einstein reportedly spent 55 minutes defining a problem and only 5 minutes solving it, highlighting how identifying worthwhile problems requires as much creativity as solving them. This approach has produced everything from small innovations to billion-dollar companies like Facebook and Uber. To develop this skill, repeatedly ask, "What's the problem?" Identify 20 different problems, from the mundane, misplacing remotes, to the significant, manufacturing inefficiencies. This trains your mind to spot opportunities hiding in plain sight. Even seemingly trivial problems have spawned successful enterprises like Biotene for dry mouth and PopSockets, solving tangled earbuds. Remember, a single problem can have multiple viable solutions. The luggage fatigue challenge spawned innovations from smart luggage to specialized carry-on delivery services. Additionally, addressing one problem often reveals more interesting opportunities, as when Square's initial mobile payment solution led to a comprehensive ecosystem of business tools. Innovation often means finding novel applications for existing technologies rather than inventing new ones. Consider AeroDesign's inhalable vitamins and caffeine. Could this become a deep breathing diet, combining yogic benefits with appetite control? To adapt technologies systematically, list their capabilities and combine them with your passion areas. Drones can fly above traffic and deliver items, potentially becoming medical emergency drones with defibrillators or flying lifeguard drones for swimmers in trouble. This approach extends to business models too. The subscription model now applies to software, meal kits, and styling services. Netflix evolved from DVD rentals to streaming, while Amazon transformed its internal infrastructure into AWS, now dominating cloud services. Businesses that save people time or money offer universal appeal. When Michael Chopin needed a hip replacement costing $78,000 in the U.S., he found a Belgian hospital charging just $13,660, including travel costs. Use the questioning assumptions technique to challenge conventional thinking and develop cost-saving concepts. Time-saving businesses like GetControl.net help executives manage email more efficiently, saving them 15 workdays annually. Other examples include meal prep services saving 10-plus hours weekly and virtual assistant services reducing administrative tasks by 70%. When developing these ideas, quantify the savings. specific numbers like saves $10,000 or saves 15 minutes per day are more compelling than vague efficiency promises. Look for pain points where people experience frustration, as these often represent untapped opportunities. Creativity declines dramatically with age. George Land's NASA study showed 98% of 5-year-olds test at genius creativity levels, dropping to just 12% by age 15. We can recapture childhood's imagination through specific techniques. The wish technique encourages impossible, magical wishes that violate natural laws. Create 20 outlandish wishes, then ask, "How can I make this impossible wish real?" For example, wishing for house paint that never needs repainting might inspire biomimetic living paint solutions based on peacock feather regeneration. The questioning assumptions technique uncovers opportunities by challenging fundamental beliefs. At Unilever, Gary Fraser questioned whether toothpaste must come in a tube, leading to Mentadent's dual-chamber dispenser, creating a $150 million business. The worst idea technique begins with generating truly awful concepts, then transforming them into good ones. Extra watery soup might inspire on-the-go cold soups with high water content as meal replacements. After generating ideas, the billboarding method develops concepts into propositions with three elements: a headline, a visual, and a tagline, or reason to believe. This clarifies the idea and reveals whether its benefit is truly compelling. Successful innovation begins and ends with customer input. While formal research can be expensive, several affordable alternatives exist. First, create prototypes for concrete feedback. Dr. Schalls used simple cardboard mock-ups that revealed the need for both venting and moisture-wicking features. Second, talk with different people at different stages, starting with experienced users for category insights, then expanding to diverse potential markets. Craftsmen identified opportunities with women and specialized tool sets by broadening their research audience. Third, observe people using your product in real environments. Preston's car wash/wax research in parking lots revealed critical insights about application and messaging that laboratory testing would have missed. Visual techniques help develop concepts into business propositions. The creative war room approach, covering walls with images, notes, and connections, helps visualize all components simultaneously. This externalization crystallizes ideas and gives your subconscious time to make surprising connections. The opportunity redefinition technique transforms challenges into possibilities by selecting three key words in your challenge statement and generating alternatives. For example, "How do I promote iMoan to prospective patients?" can become "How do travel agencies publicize iMoan to retirees?" suggesting joint marketing with tourism companies for medical procedures combined with vacations. The techniques in this journey serve multiple purposes throughout the innovation process, from generating initial ideas to solving challenges in capital raising, manufacturing, sales, marketing, and logistics. Different methods address specific creative needs. Wishing and questioning assumptions tackle impossible challenges. 20 questions and patent prompts expand thinking, while billboarding and creative war rooms facilitate implementation. Creativity isn't a mysterious gift. It's a skill developed through deliberate practice and specific techniques. By following this 21-day program consistently, you can generate innovative ideas that solve meaningful problems and create significant value. Innovation requires building a lightning rod through disciplined, creative practice rather than waiting for inspiration to strike. The world's most successful innovators use systematic approaches to capture, develop, and implement ideas. With these tools in your creative arsenal, you're equipped to transform thoughts into world-changing innovations. The question becomes not whether you can generate the next big idea, but which of your many big ideas you'll pursue first.